Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, listeners. You're listening to Do You Want Fries With That? With me, Charlie Chips. And I'm here with AMJ. AMJ, what is your favorite?
Hey.
What is your favorite takeaway meal?
My favorite takeaway meal is... I don't know, actually. I've not really thought about it. I'm on a bit of a health kick at the moment.
Oh, right. That doesn't matter, because you're not listening to that. You're listening to Small Screen Naughties. Yay!
Hey!
Let's go!
I was thinking about a great one to do this week. I was going to do PlayStation Pod, where we talk about our PlayStation memories.
Oh, I fucked that up, haven't I? No,
you've done it now. You've done it. You've given me some humble pie, which is hard to find from any takeaway. What an intro! What you been up this week? What you been up to this week, Chris? Sorry, I'm very tired.
Have you just realised that I've just done your podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. You just didn't react, and I was like, oh, I thought about this all week of doing that, and you're like, oh, okay.
How did you want me to react to it?
Oh, Bonzi.
Do You Want Fries With That? Available very, very soon on all platforms. All of them.
Yeah, I did a few gigs last week, and I did one in Westmorling. And halfway from walking back to the station, one of the audience members picked me up in the car.
That's nice. What if they would have picked you up and then murdered you? Did you think about this?
They were saying that and laughing. And I was like, oh, this is fun, isn't it? I'm going to be killed.
Oh, man, that's nice, though. That's a big shout out to them. There's not enough people like that just picking you up.
Well, I thought it was the promoter. So then when they went, oh, get one left. I'm like, yeah, all right. And then I was like, hang on a minute, you're just audience members, aren't you? I remember you from the pub.
Did they laugh when you were on stage?
Yeah, they did, yes. I think.
That's good. I don't think they'd pick you up otherwise. I saw past you on a puddle of mud or something.
I saw Paul Thorne, who was the Gong Show MC at the Comedy Store when I was on.
Oh.
And when I came off, he went, did you know the Gong Show together? Did I? And I went, yes. He went, I didn't gong you off, did I? I said, no, I won.
That's pretty impressive.
And, And then we had a chat about who actually did win that night and how now they're on GB News. That's good. And then he kept saying, you don't have to do it anymore. I thought, well, I do, because I didn't actually win.
Well, no, you don't have to do it anymore at all. Like, it's one of those things that you really don't have to do anymore.
Oh, yeah, that is. Technically, I don't have to do anything anymore.
You don't have to do anything anymore. Like, you don't have to do it anymore. Like, what is the payoff, though? What really is the payoff of a gong show?
Getting 10 minutes of the comedy store.
And do you get 10 minutes?
Yeah, if you win.
Yeah.
What do you mean if you do? What?
Yeah.
You saying it's like an abstract concept that you're thinking of?
You don't actually get, ten minutes of just going for a drink at the comedy store.
You don't actually get 10 minutes.
It's weird. I hate gong shows, as you know, because I can't act. I got kicked out of the dressing room and on the last one I was for being too anxious of just pacing up and down. And it's just that thing of being judged. I just don't feel like I can do the best job I possibly can if everyone's looking at me thinking we're about to hit a mess. Imagine that, if that was your job. If you were at work and you have 5 minutes to prove yourself, and then someone, if they didn't like you, just hit a massive bell and then kick you off the office.
So you want some kind of piano scenario where Lang Lang and Mika are upstairs watching you do your set, not actually talking to you?
Yes.
Yes.
I think that would work so much better.
I keep thinking about series two, which is, how are you going to do it again? Because anyone who gets on that piano is going to be like, where are they? I want to see where they are.
Man, it's weird. But no, it's nice to see you had a good week. I had a lovely gig last night. Big shout out to Callum and Dan for putting on a wonderful night. Two acts didn't turn up. So Neil, Dylan, Alexander, do you remember him?
Yes. Is he back?
He didn't want to be back. And he hadn't done stand-up for 5 years, but there wasn't anyone else. So he got up and did his old set, and he was absolutely brilliant. But
what? Yeah, so he was in the audience?
He was in the audience and just had his notes on his phone. And I was like, can you do it? And then he's like, yeah. And just read it off his phone, and he smashed it.
That is my dream.
What,
is
to be at a gig?
Yeah, they're actually performing, and someone says, do you want to come and do a bit? And you do a bit, and you do quite well, and you go, right, okay, let's have the proper show now. I'll just go and leave.
It's weird that, though, isn't it? Because you've got a few more minutes to play with, because they're like, oh, wow. There's almost an awe created in that time of excitement with the audience going, what's going to happen? And if you ride that wave perfectly, you're going to have a great time.
Yes. And you know that want to call her Miriam Margulies, but it's not. It's Meghan Markle. Do you know that she was in the American version of Deal or No Deal?
Really? Oh, yes. Well, this is getting tasty. Shall we start the show?
Yes.
£250,000. 22 sealed boxes. And no questions, except one. Deal or No Deal?
We have started the show. It's that extra little bit into the show that isn't really what is the show. This is why people have clicked on it. No one cares about the week.
You said that you always wanted the little Chris Wells pre-chat before we actually chat, but we are chatting. But now we're chatting.
That's exactly what I want. And I reckon we should give just 10 seconds for the listener to tell us about their week. Sorry to hear that. So, Deal or No Deal?
It's going to be a weird one, isn't it?
It is. I'm going to be honest with you on this. I am surviving on very little sleep at this moment in time. But watching Deal or No Deal, sat there watching it, reminded me how much I fucking hate this show. Like, it is crap. Utter crap. And it's not even like, all right, we'll go through it bit by bit, but I do not know how this was a massive hit.
It's just opening boxes, isn't it?
When it is just opening boxes. And I know that's a dangerous thing for me to say. It's just utter crap. But
and boxes.
And boxes.
You love a box.
I do love a box, but you only need one. That's the joy of what's in the box.
That's why you don't like this fall, because it's basically what's in the box.
No, I don't like this. And I'll tell you this, and I don't want to say the person's name who's involved in this, but my old roommate used to love Deal or No Deal, right? And it was always on, and he'd record it. So if he missed one, and there was one point where he'd record it, so he'd watch one in the morning that was recorded from the night before, and then he'd come back from the shift and watch the last one. So that's 2 hours of Deal or No Deal on his TV time when we were living together, right? And then I'd go to work and everyone would be up in the hub discussing it like it's a game of football. And they're going, well, he played that one with skill. It's good. He didn't play it with skill, did he? He opened a frigging box. I hate it. I honestly don't know. Like it triggered something in my head of a very bad time of my life, constantly watching bloody Deal or No Deal.
You're not a fan of the Dream Factory.
I'm not a fan of the Dream Factory. And what is Noel Edmonds presenting like technique in this? Let's see what's inside this box. Talk properly, Noel.
He's not doing house party presenting, is he?
He's not doing
anything. Changed.
It's like Gandalf's got a Saturday job.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
It is just so odd, the presenting on it. Well, we're tuning tomorrow to see if they can open a box. It's like anyone can. That's the key to Deal or No Deal. It needs questions.
It's got a question. Deal or No Deal.
Deal or No Deal. It has got a question, a very flimsy question.
I thought I'd be the one that ranted about this, but it turns out it's going to be you instead.
Oh, mate. It just watching it back. And the episode we watched as well, I think it'll be in the link if you want to watch along. Don't bother. It always annoys me. When people do that thing of going like, well, £20,000 will be life-changing. They had £250,000 on the table. It was the most ridiculous deal I'd ever seen. You know when you look at it and go, like, that person should not be allowed money.
I hate that he's got all these sayings like the pilgrims. And when you get your box, you have to walk down the aisle and bow to everyone on each side. And then you've got all your trinkets that you've brought with you, your picture of your mum, and then you... Oh, what's this you've got a picture of?
I think it's odd, isn't it? Bringing, like, a picture of your mum to a game show where you're just opening a box. And also, everyone in it, everyone involved opening the box are, like, lifelong family members. Not when we met in Monday in the casting. It's like, oh, Keith, I really think you should go for that, mate. That is life-changing. That £150 Ooh.
Yeah, the superstition. Thought, well, there's no logic to this at all. All it is opening boxes.
Let's talk about the thing that kind of makes this a bit more bearable, the banker. Now, I have two theories on the banker. One, there is actually no one there. And two, it's Mr. Blobby.
It might be Mr. Blobby.
In order to get some work, like Hedman's had him on a really weird contract he can't get out.
Yeah, because Noel would have long conversations with the banker and you think, there's no one on the end of that line. Or there is. I think Noel gets the banker phone call through his earpiece, but then is still holding the receiver going, oh, yes, okay, yes, yes, oh.
Yeah. Did we ever find out who the banker was?
I think we did. Does it matter?
No, not at all. Not at this moment in time. I just find it a bit of a weird concept of going, oh. And like, bankers aren't really mysterious people, are they?
Who was the UK banker in Deal or No Deal?
Dave Benson Phillips.
According to Wikipedia, he is best known for playing policeman Alan McKenna in Coronation Street during the 1990s, presenting the mole and as the executive producer and banker on Deal or No Deal.
Wow. We've all learnt a valuable lesson.
No, I didn't mind this episode. It's future episodes when they invent new rules. Like, they put box 23 in the corner and say, right, you can either double your money back. I don't know how that works. I'll double your money back.
Are you reading out the points for a Nectar card? Is that what you're looking at? Are you looking at the right notes? Double
and your money, there's nothing. Money back. No, I've gone into a Channel 4 website, which is Deal or No Deal rule. Start with 23 boxes.
But to me, if you've got to add rules and add content, it's almost like the idea doesn't stand on its own in the first place.
No.
They did it with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire as well, didn't they? Like, when Jeremy Clarkson took over and they said, you can ask me. Don't need any extra ones. Why are we obsessed, is the society, of adding things to stuff that works?
Every time you ask Jeremy, he never knows, apart from if it's cars.
This ran for ages, and I remember it. It's one of those shows that I detest. I like quiz shows. When they're good, they're great. But this summer I watch, and I don't know, it just bores the tits off me. Like that, Eggheads was the other one. And I'll tell you the one that kind of had. And do you know what, though? This annoyed me as well, when they did Golden Ball. You had Jasper Carrot hosting that, right? Mm. Who was one of the greats, but doing it in a downtrodden kind of slow, like, voice, talking like, what will this ball be? And you're thinking, you're Jasper Carrot. Be Jasper fucking Carrot. Stop this, Dave Potatoes.
Oh, was it you that did the pushing? Put the stain upon the cushion. Footsteps on the dashboard upside down. Or was it you, you sly woodpecker? Got into my girl Rebecca. If it was, you'd better leave this town. Yes, was I that did the pushing. Put the stain upon the cushion. Footsteps on your dashboard upside down. But ever since I've had your daughter, I've had trouble passing water. So I guess we're even all around.
What was the one you said before that?
Eggheads.
Eggheads. I like don't mind the chaser because occasionally the chasers lose. But when you watch Eggheads, the Eggheads never lose at all. And I hate that they always come on and go, oh, William Shakespeare. Yes, well, my third cousin was related to William Shakespeare. So here's my answer is, yes, I think it's William Shakespeare. It's like, no, stop it. No, stop doing that. Just stop give us the that. Answer.
It's filling time, though, isn't it? That's the problem. That's a show based purely on questions that, let's be honest, needs boxes, right?
Change your rules now.
No, Deal or No Deal needs more. And this is the thing. It needs something. Maybe halfway through, everyone changes the boxes round. Maybe someone has a shit in one. If you get that, you've lost.
Do you think Stephen Mulhern will bring anything new to it?
Magic? I think he'd climb into a box and then someone would open it and he'd pop out.
I like Stephen Mulhern's anger on catchphrase. So I think he might bring this to the, when they do something wrong, he might be like, "Ah, come on."
Yeah, I've never seen him really get angry. Like, and I worked with him for quite a few seasons. Only once when one stage and didn't set his props properly. And he said, "Don't worry, I'm going to do it from now on." And halfway through the show, realised he hadn't set his props. Lovely man, though. There's a reason he's got so far. Absolute diamond of a human being.
Now, the bit of this show I hate is she deals and they keep playing. Why?
Yeah, but what are you going to do, though? Like, I thought that.
Yeah, I know that. But
do you know how TV works, Chris? Like, you can't just...
No, what gets me is that she's going...
in and then play old Batman cartoons.
What gets me is she goes, "It doesn't matter." And Nels goes, "If you say that again, that it doesn't matter." And I'm like, "Yeah, but it doesn't matter, does it?" Because she's got what she was always going to go for is that much money. There's no guarantee you're going to get the biggest amount of money is going to be in that box every time.
No, not at all.
It's pointless. It's not pointless. It's deal or no deal. That's anyway. Show.
It's weird, though, isn't it? It's such an odd thing in life.
Well, it's bullseye, isn't it? It's what you could have won.
Well, bullseye had like an element of skill to it.
Yes, this has no skill.
And it's that thing of going like, how many boxes does it need? I think
23.
If it had a better host, 5 boxes.
It's a shorter show. You just moaned that I said what you're going to do for another 15
you imagine
minutes.
That. You imagine that show, right? Pick your favorite. Who's your favorite TV host of all time?
Eamon Holmes,
2 boxes. Penny, 250,000.
This isn't a TV show. This is a segment on This Morning.
I think it'd be so much better. Like, literally, if you had a decent host, and I love that you work for Eamon Holmes, less boxes, the guilt and the mind games in the contestants would be so much more. Cut out all them other people around there going, "Do it, Dave, do it. Think of your kids, Dave. You've been filming this for 7 days. Maybe you should be at home."
I don't think it's going to be a very high score this week, is it?
There was a time in the 2000s where, I don't know what happened, but like quiz shows really went to the next level of being everywhere. Well, I'll tell you what, they're cheap to make in the long run.
You blaming Anne Robinson for the weakest link?
I always blame Anne Robinson, but I'm blaming 24-hour TV channels because they had to fill up the time. So that's why all these like quizzes came out. Some that were... Awful, like this. And also, the thing that annoyed me as well, like, I won't say who the roommate was, we'd go to the pub, and in the noughties, they had the big quiz machines. Do you remember when you got a quiz machine, you put the money in?
Guess where this is going.
Yeah. I thought, all that looks good, and we'd play, put the money in, and we'd play Deal or No Deal. But that wasn't open the boxes. That was fucking questions in it. So it was like, it was not Deal or No Deal then, is it? You're either one thing or another. Because you don't want to give me £50 out of the machine for opening the boxes on your piss poor concept. You've got to ask me questions about Henry VIII.
Now, Chatterbix talk about Deal or No Deal, but I don't think they talk about it like the way that we have today.
It's a very different vibe.
He's milking it out, that game, in this like, "Oh, but soon I'll tell you what I did."
He's milking it out. He's been on Deal or No Deal. The king of milk. 2 boxes that could have been.
So
get rid of the banker. You change it to a guy called the Mindbender, who every now and then rings up and goes, "Oh, I think it's left, or could it be right?" And really gets in your head. Really gets in your head. And we get rid of like, one's not 1p. It could be something horrible. Like your worst fear is in one box. But
tortoise.
A tortoise is in one box or 250 grand in the other.
I feel like we have to make this now. Because it's stripped back. It's not called Deal or No Deal. It's just called Deal.
Deal, which is confusing because people think it's a documentary on the small seaside town.
No, it's just opening 2 boxes. One with money in and one with your deepest fear in the other one.
Your actual deepest fear. Just the idea of opening the box. Uncle Roger!
Oh. It's basically, do you want money or a fright? It's basically what it is going
to
be.
I think that's good, but it needs to be like terrifying. Not, "Oh, I'm scared of buttons."
Why would it be buttons in a box?
It's not panto season yet.
What do you want to give, Deal or No Deal?
Fuck all. I'm amazed how annoyed it made me, right?
Because 100.
I think no. Oh. Well, if only there was someone who could help us with what to give Deal or No Deal. Oh, is that the phone ringing? He's says you're at a very critical point of the show right now. He says, lose this moment and you'll lose it all. There could be 2,000 points in that box.
Yeah, there's no, is there?
No. There could be £1.27. Chris Barnes, what are you going to give? Deal or no deal?
I think £1.27.
£1.27. Are we dealing?
Yeah.
Deal.
But that's more than I just said. I said 100.
Look, well, I don't know.
You've added points. You do like it.
Oh, I've been rumbled. I say give it what you said. Deal or no deal. Let's
lock
it
in.
Mr. Van der Boos and Wealden District Council, I know I'm right. Nick Clegg, he's behind us.
Yeah, so that was Deal or No Deal. Let's just say the opinions on that are not our actual opinions.
No, the opinions of Adam.
No.
What? Are you saying you did like it?
I hated it. It just really... Do you ever get that with certain things where you watch it back and go, oh, God, this was so bad?
I thought it'd be a nice, fun, nostalgic ride down memory lane, but apparently
you were wrong,
brought back bad memories.
It was more like a ride into a cul-de-sac with an electric eel.
Your friend making you watch Deal or No Deal like some kind of chocolate orange.
But, you know, it was a weird thing as well of watching it quite a lot. And I don't know if it was like my mental state at the time, but I remember sitting there in that chalet watching Deal or No Deal twice a day. He'd already watched it. He knew what the outcome was. Like, and he'd sit there, record it and watch it the next day. And just the conversations at work, it was the start of our lives. We could have changed the world if it weren't for Deal or No Deal.
We could have done, but it's time to end. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.